Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o tihi kua tika, iwa tikau māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, runga e te waia kōrero ko June Pittman tēnei. Ki te kōrero e pāna ki tēnei kaupapa kaumātoa o Tamaterau. Life Stories and Photographic Exhibition. Nō reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia. Tēnā koe e June.
Tēnā koe. Kia ora. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. I'm great today as it is a beautiful day up here in Kaitaia. Now, just let's start off with a little bit more about who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Yeah, well, I'm from the Pittman whānau. We are of Patu Harakeke and over at Takahiwai and also Te Tauaroa Ngāti Pūkena, living at Tamaterau. So I've returned home after many decades away, not too far away, but come home to keep the ahikā for our whenua. And I live on the ancestral land that my great-great-grandfather once lived on and so on. So it's a real privilege to be back home, actually, and to be able to kaitiaki the whenua again.
And awesome, yeah. This kaupapa about kaumātua o Tamaterau. What was sort of the inspiration for this kaupapa?
Through the years, as Te Tauaroa Ngāti Pūkena, we've been travelling around the Rohe doing various, attending various wānanga at our various different marae. And during the journey, I would be listening to our kuia and kaumātua who are actually around my age now, we're all getting older, in the van talking about their life experiences of growing up at Tamaterau. And these people are all elders that I knew when I was a young girl, you know, so I've known them all my life. And I thought, gosh, you know, we're the next generation now, all the elders, you know, the parents are gone and we're next. And so some of the stories of just growing, those life experiences of growing up in Tamaterau and their memories of how life was back then for Māori and the engagement with Pākehā when you know, Pākehā's settlement started to increase and so on, was quite amazing. And it occurred to me that they're all getting older and how do we, and these stories are rich, are so rich that they are in threat of being lost if we don't do something about them. So I've always been interested in capturing our oral histories and I thought this would be a really good starting point to focus on our people, just a select few that live and have continued to live through generations, probably five generations, along the coast road in the Rohe of Tamaterau, which includes from Waikaraka all the way down through to Parua Bay, to Solomon's Point, that area. And, you know, all of the descendants from those original families of Māori who lived here are still here. They're all still here, all connected, all whanaunga to each other. And it's a beautiful thing, you know.
Absolutely. For many years, we've been having things like the Waitangi Tribunal claims and other opportunities for wānanga on our marae. And exactly as you said, these stories come out and they are just rich and abundant of value and lessons and ways that we can continue to make them relevant to today's lifestyle. And so with yourself, what do you envisage to be able to do besides the exhibition itself? Would you like to then be able to have others learn from these stories and even gather just, I suppose, the essence of life at that time?
Yeah, I think there's many layers to this kaupapa, as it turns out. And I've been involved since coming home. I was asked to be involved in a cultural impact assessment on the Tamaterau domain area. And what I realised was that a lot of the Pākehā people that live in the area and have done for decades don't really know a lot about this area. And they certainly don't, you know, a lot of them aren't aware that the Māori families that through generations that connected with other Pākehā people back in time, they're still here. You know, it's sort of almost like Māori have, we're present, but we're not visible, if you know what I mean. And I thought that this exhibition enables the general public to actually raise awareness of actually who their Māori population are within the community and sort of help to raise mana Māori at a local level. And you know, the stories are not touching really on cultural heritage per se, because that's a sort of a whole different kaupapa that sits within a wānanga framework, really. But just the life experiences of hopping on a boat, going out to the sandbank, and you know, having to live off the land and the moana and the kaitiaki to the or the stewardship to just taking what you need, not taking, you know, in abundance, and making sure there's enough to feed your own family as well as all the families connected, you know, in the rohe to each other, Pākehā and Māori alike. And I think that there are some really strong values that we can learn from the past to bring into the in today. You know, I think more than ever we need to bring those kind of connectivity actions into today's world. You know, when everybody is going through this such terrible times of living through COVID and other things that are affecting the way the relationships between people of, you know, it doesn't matter who you are or what race you're from, it's about connecting to each other and supporting each other, eh? And I think that there's a lot of learning that can come from this exhibition through the stories that have been shared.
Mm.
How simple, you know, the simple things in life is really is about looking after each other, looking after your whānau, looking after your neighbours, all those simple rules for living. You know, these stories that we've captured have bring those to light. You know, there was the connecting thread through the whole thing is how, you know, people, it was people, people connecting with people. Everybody helped each other.
Absolutely.
Build houses, grow kai, shared everything, called in on each other to make sure everybody was all right. You know, all of those things that are basic, passages for living, really, or pathways for living life.
Yeah, absolutely. So knowing that this was a kaupapa of yours that you wanted to bring up, has there been any others who have been involved in putting this together and maybe even ensuring that this goes through?
Right from the beginning, I had the encouragement of Te Tāwhara or Ngāti Pūkina, that is the sort of the governance body of Te Tāwhara or Ngāti Pūkina, and also from our own kāinga entity. But the support itself is coming from the families that we've, you know, some of our that our subjects are from. It's a new thing for them, but the support is there all the way. The support of our Māori leaders that are, you know, are being guiding lights to me, I guess, in this kaupapa, because, you know, I'm a creative, and so I get these ideas and think, well, I'll run with this, and then think, oh, I need to do that. And so having those kinds of supports alongside is wonderful. And also the awareness, too, that these are life experiences of growing up rather than sitting on the, going into the cultural space as such, which I'm learning. I'm still learning. And so that's the space where I mentioned it belongs in Wānanga. But this is a really heartfelt, brief snapshot of a few of our whānau that I've known all my life, and that those families, those descendants of the old people, that they're very much alive and still carrying these wonderful accounts of their experiences growing up here and the changes that they've seen.
And awesome.
Quite significant.
It was just today, this morning, that I was having these conversations about creating moments so that our children can grow up and those will be the stories that they tell. So yes. Just listening to this, it really resonates with me myself. But for those others who are listening and anybody else who may be interested in coming to this exhibition, yes. Are you able to give us a little bit more details about when it is starting and also the times that it will be open to people to come and view?
Yeah, so the exhibition opens to the public on Thursday, the 9th of December, and runs right through to Friday, the 17th of December. It's free entry, so the kaupapa of this exhibition has been enabled through Ministry of Culture and Heritage funding, which has been great because then we don't have to charge an entry fee or anything, and that means, you know, everybody has an opportunity to come along and be part of it, children through to our very old kaumātua who can come and sit in the hall. The hall will be open from 10 till 4 p.m. each day if the exhibition is running. And, it's just a lovely, opening the doors of the whare to invite people in to find out a little bit more about about life in Tamatarau in days gone by to present, and perhaps even to meet some of our subjects that, you know, they're all welcome to come along and sit within the space and have cups of tea and kōrero.
Well, appreciate your kōrero this morning and being able to share about this kaupapa. These are the type of kaupapa that we are really appreciating, we really value right before Christmas when we come together and appreciate whanaungatanga and appreciate these times when we're able to come together and talk about those who are no longer around and those who really, I suppose, influenced a lot of our lives. And we're able to get together and over the kai table, over the hangi or whatever, we're able to share a lot of those kōrero. So appreciate you joining me this morning, June. Do you have any final kōrero for our whānau throughout Te Tau Tukero and Te Hiko Te Ika?
Oh, I just welcome you all to come, if you can, come down and view this little exhibition. And who knows, it might be the opening of an idea that other rohe might like to pick up and exhibit in their own areas and so forth. I think that, I'm very lucky to have teamed up with Claire Gordon, who's a photographer from Kerikeri. She and I worked together on a couple of projects up in Kerikeri, in the Kerikeri rohe over the last few years. And so she's with her photography and combined with my writing, there's something there for everyone to really, come and enjoy. Yeah, come and see the visual and the written word together and just enjoy it. There's no rush, you don't need to be in and out at any particular time. It's just an open door. The only thing we have to be mindful of course, is COVID-19 and making sure everybody's safe when they do visit. So, it won't be, we'll have to have those social distancing measures in place, I suppose, to make sure that our people are safe.
Tika tonu.
Yeah, yeah.
Nei rati mea tu kia koe, mo wenei o ngā kōro me tēnei kaupapa kaumātō o Tamate Rau. Ko te tūmanako nei, kia tutuki pai tēnei kaupapa. Kia kite ai ngā whānau, ngā hapu, ngā hāpuri ki tēnei kaupapa rau e rawai atu. Nō reira mō tēnei wā, kia koe, June, kia matara, kia ora.
Kia ora, thank you.
Ai, ko June Pittman tērā me tēnei kaupapa kaumātō o Tamate Rau. He mea whakāturia. I wetahi o ngā kōra, wetahi o ngā whānau o tērā wāhi o Tamate Rau. Kātimata tērā a te iwa o tērā marama o Tihema Tainoa atu ki te tekau mā whitu. Ia rā, kātimata hei te kaukaraka i te ata Tainoa atu ki te whākaraka i te ahiahi. Mō tēnei wā te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Te Hiko Te Ika, iwa tekau mā whitu, iratahi te iarere.